Hello, I'm Ken Blanchard, and I'm delighted you have accepted the challenge to take full control of your life by beginning this 30-day program with Tony Robbins. As you may know, Spencer Johnson and I wrote The 1-Minute Manager, which has sold over 5 million copies. And thanks to the phenomenal success of that book, I've had a chance to take a look at virtually every approach to personal development and success that is available in today's marketplace. I'm committed to being a lifetime learner. So when I heard about Tony Robbins and the work he was doing, it wasn't long before I found myself attending one of his seminars. And there, for 4.5 hours, I watched Tony hold the audience spellbound with his charisma and charm and the depth of his knowledge of human behavior. It was by far the most exhilarating and uplifting seminar I have ever attended in my 20-plus years of involvement in management training. But more than that, as I learned to use Tony's simple techniques to improve the quality of my own life, I could see that in the field of human development, his success conditioning technology is without a doubt the cutting edge. As you may know from reading The 1-Minute Manager, I'm a strong advocate of clear, simple, workable approaches that get dependable results. And that's just what Tony has to share with you in this Personal Power Program. During the next 30 days, he's going to show you how to take a few small, simple steps each day to unleash your own personal power, take full control of your emotions, master your physical body, break through procrastination and other self-defeating behaviors, enhance your personal relationships, discover and change limiting beliefs, set and achieve goals that are right for you, take action to achieve financial freedom, and so much more. Because of the great wealth of information this program gives you and the wonderful results you'll get, you'll probably find yourself returning to it again and again throughout your life. You see, I believe that no matter how successful we are, we all need a coach to encourage us, to challenge us, to remind us to live up to our potential. And Tony is going to do that for you each day for the next 30 days. And then as often after that as you want. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to this first tape with an open heart and mind. And before Tony's finished talking with you today, you'll know you started on a 30-day journey that is going to transform the quality of your life forever, starting right now. That's why I feel so privileged to introduce to you my friend Tony Robbins.
Hi, I'm Tony Robbins, and I want to welcome you here to Personal Power, 30 days to a totally new life. I'm here to tell you that today you're beginning something that can truly change the quality of your life forever. And I'm speaking from experience. I've had the privilege of working with hundreds of thousands of people and studying what is the cutting edge that makes the difference in the quality of life. And I want you to know that I'm absolutely committed in these 30 days to making sure you get measurable results from this program. All that's required is two things. Number one, the desire on your part. And number two, the commitment to follow through and do this program each day, and then to follow through on the exercise you're given, as simple or as complicated as it may seem in the moment. If you'll do that, the things that you used to call dreams will become part of your daily reality. And again, I'm speaking from experience. The experience I'm speaking from is not only helping other people to change, but making changes in my own life. How come you can have two different people who seem to be so radically different in their abilities? One seems to have superior ability, superior talent, superior skill, superior education, and yet at the same time they don't produce the quality of life they want, while someone else who seems to have every disadvantage, they don't have the support emotionally, they don't have the family support, they don't have the education, they don't have the background, and yet they go out and they produce results way beyond what anyone could expect. The difference in the quality of our lives does not come down to our capability. What human beings are capable of is absolutely incredible. What people will do is rather different than what they can do. And what I'm going to challenge you to do in this program is start exercising your will, to start using what I call your personal power. Personal power to me means the ability to act, the ability to take action and produce results. And it's a power you already have. It's not something I'm going to give you. It's something hopefully will awaken within you. Two ways. One, by igniting your desire, and two, by showing you some simple, systematic strategies on how to get greater results out of yourself on a daily basis. Hey, listen, when most people think of success or failure, they think of these big, giant things. But failure is not an overnight experience, and neither is success. Failure is the result of failure to make the calls, failure to follow through, failure to say, I love you, failure to give 100%. That creates ultimate failure in life, the feelings we want to avoid at almost all costs. And yet success is also one step at a time. It's successfully making the call. It's successfully getting yourself up and following through. It's successfully making sure you make that unique contact. It's successfully breaking through the limits that used to stop you. It's the culmination of all those little successes over a 30-day period and over a lifetime that eventually creates a life that we have total pride and joy in knowing is our own. The purpose of this program is to show you how to absolutely tap that power within you on an ongoing basis and to make it effortless and make it a lifestyle for you. And before I go any further, I want to tell you that I have incredible respect for you and I care about you. Even though I don't know you personally and I haven't met you, I hope my caring will come through in my sincerity. And the reason I say that is I feel like you and I are kindred spirits. The reason I say that is you've picked up a program, you've made an investment, and you're now listening to it. You are 10 times further than 99% of the people that you and I are going to meet on the street. People who want their life to change, but they have no clue what it is they want. And worse, they're not willing to do anything to change it. You're at least searching. And for you to be listening to this program, it says to me that you're willing to do what it takes to succeed. So I want to do my part by giving you the skills that can really make a difference. I've spent my life focusing on one primary question. What makes people do what they do? What drives human behavior? What makes that difference in human performance? And I believe that in life, power comes from concentrating your focus and taking daily action to improve something. If all you do is work on something every day and improve 1% a day, what's the difference within a year? Well, it's not 365% difference, because 1% a day starts stacking on top of it. We're talking about differences way beyond anything you can imagine. What I'm trying to say is this. By making simple, small changes daily, making little bits of progress, you can absolutely transform the quality of your life. Now, what I want to share with you in this program are the skills on how to do that more quickly than you ever dreamed before, how to make it happen now, not 10 years from now. And my expertise in this area comes from the fact that I wanted to make changes in my own life. You know, I have concentrated the power of my focus on a regular basis to figure out how to make my life work. And then once I started to get my life to work the way I wanted it, meaning I started to achieve what I really wanted in my life and live the life I desired, immediately I wanted to share it with other people out of my enthusiasm. And I'm here to tell you that anything you focus on a consistent basis, you put 100% of yourself into and you try and improve daily on, you will improve. You will get better. The problem is most of us in life do not control the power of our mental focus. In fact, most of us focus on things like, well, gosh, how come my life isn't working? How come this always happens to me? And if you focus on that enough, that's exactly what you'll experience. In life, whatever we focus on consistently, we tend to manifest in our lives. Don't you already believe that? My hallucination is you already do, or you wouldn't have picked up a tape program like this. The key is getting ourselves to live by these factors. You know, most people in life major in minor things. That is, they're focused on how to make a living instead of how to design their life. They get caught up in the day-to-day experiences that they make real important when actually in the long term they're not important at all. These 30 days are going to be a study on the majors of life, the majors of how to take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, financially. And that's what the focus is about. And since my focus has been in those areas, I've got some expertise. Do you remember Dr. J, the great basketball player? Dr. J used to have a philosophy that really affected my life. He said, you know, a lot of people look at me and they say, gosh, isn't he lucky he was born with that talent? But they didn't see all the years of practice that went into it. He said, my success comes down to one thing. I live by a philosophy. I demand more from myself than anyone else could ever expect. That's how you become a super success. You may be wondering what drove me to want to really study success in this level of depth. In fact, a lot of people say to me, Tony, how did you become so successful? Well, I'm complimented by the statement, but my response usually is the same thing that drives all of us to succeed. One of two experiences, either inspiration or desperation. For me, it was more desperation. I grew up in an environment I did not like, and it started back as far as high school for me. I remember looking around and being dissatisfied. And by the way, if you're dissatisfied with some area of your life right now, instead of being frustrated, get excited. Because I got to tell you something, until you get dissatisfied, you won't do anything to really make your life at another level. Dissatisfaction is a gem. If you're totally satisfied, you're going to get comfortable, and then your life begins to deteriorate. But I found myself dissatisfied with my environment. I didn't like what I saw growing up. I saw my father working extremely hard as a salesman, 40 or 50 hours a week, and yet most of the time we were broke, and I didn't understand why. I can remember a specific Thanksgiving where there was no money for food, and where some service organization came by and delivered food to our house. My dad didn't want to accept it, but he felt like he had to. I remember what that did to him emotionally. And that drove a lot enough pain inside of me that I thought to myself at that time, I don't want to ever have my family have to go through this, and I don't want to have to go through it myself ever again. I thought, someday I'm going to master financial success so I can not only help myself, but the people around me. And that was a driving force for my success in that area. I remember going to high school, and I was not a real popular kid, but I really loved people, and I loved being around them, and I wanted everybody to like me, and a lot of people did, but I wasn't the most popular kid in school. But, you know, I thought, someday I'm going to meet the most popular kid in school, and I'm going to find out what makes him so popular. He's probably one of the nicest, most warm, and genuine people you could ever meet. I remember the day I met this kid. He treated me like I was dirt. Like, how dare I enter his space? And I thought, how could somebody who's this rude be this successful in having people like him? And it made me want to study what makes people like other people. I remember looking around at people in relationships, people who've been married 5, 10, 15 years, who weren't just hanging out together. They still had that passion, that drive for each other. They really loved each other 100%. It's like they were newlyweds. I remember one day going to my mother and saying, how come this is my fourth father? I'm just curious. And she told me an explanation that I didn't quite understand at the time. But I can tell you one thing, it motivated me to want to make relationships work. So out of all of these things, what happened for me in my mind is I said, look, I don't like the way my life is. I want to make it better. And so somewhere in my mind, I linked up that what I should do is study success. That if you want anything in life, you got to make it a study. If you want to be successful, you got to study it, not leave it to chance. If you want to be happy, you got to study happiness. If you want to be wealthy, you've got to study wealth. If you want to be healthy, you got to study health. You can't just hope that things will turn out okay. You can see what hoping does for most people. Most people don't have what they want, and they just keep hoping it'll change. The bottom line for me is I went out and started studying success like a madman. I believe that if you will immerse yourself and focus on anything, you're going to get good at it. And so I decided to get good at understanding how to make my life work. And I went out and read almost 700 books in the area of human development. Everything from your basic positive thinking to your more esoteric forms of change when I thought I was so sophisticated. The point is this. As I read all this material and I listened to tapes constantly, in my car, anytime I could, I try to dump some good stuff into my mind. I went to seminar after seminar after seminar. Many of them were lousy. But my attitude was, hey, if I go to a seminar and all I get is one idea, it's worth my attending. Or if I go to a seminar and all it does is tell me what I already know, but I hear it another time and now maybe by hearing it again, I actually now use it, what a concept, then maybe I can make my life work. And so I went for that strategy that repetition is the mother of skill. And I heard enough, and I read enough, and I watched enough, and I listened enough, and I poured so much good stuff in that you can guess, eventually, good stuff started coming back out. In fact, within a short period of time, I became totally successful. Now, we all have our own definition of success. But you can guess what mine was back then, growing up pretty poor financially. I mean, the answer was money. I figured, hey, if you make enough money, it'll solve all of life's problems. Is that true? Of course not. But if you make enough money, at least you can arrive at your problems in style. You drive up in your limousine to handle your problem. It's a whole nother world. Seriously, my point is this. I had really made it, I thought, by the time I was 19 years old. I went out and just used massive action. I read all these books, I listened to all this material, and I went out and just applied everything I could. And a short period of time, I had this big company. I was written up in newspapers and magazines as this young entrepreneur. They called me Wonder Boy. My ego was exploding. And I had what I thought success was at that time in my life. I had a lot of money. I was making about $10,000 a month in income, which for a 19-year-old kid, for anyone, seems like a lot of money. Seems like a lot of success. But something interesting happened. And the interesting thing that happened was I'd never had that level of success before. I'd never had that many people liking me and acknowledging me. I'd never had that much money. I'd never had that kind of experience. It was beyond my comfort zone. Now, I'm not talking about consciously now. See, consciously, I thought I wanted more and better and all these other kinds of things, but subconsciously, I believe that most of us have a subconscious idea of what we think we deserve. I mean, imagine it as if it's a thermostat attached to your brain. If we have a thermostat in this room and we set it at 68 degrees, and it's not hot enough in here, things aren't moving, it's not warm enough, and the temperature drops down to 62 degrees, what's going to happen? The heaters kick on. All of a sudden, what happens? Anxiety. Your brain says, hey, we got to make it better than this. This isn't good enough for me. And sure enough, all of a sudden, you get this push, this drive to change things. And that's what happens in life when it's not good enough, when your life does not represent right now what you think it should be like. What's interesting, though, that most people don't realize is it happens on the other side, too. What do I mean? I mean, if you set it at 68 degrees and all of a sudden things start going really well, hey, it starts heating up in here. We start cranking. If it gets up around 72, 73 degrees, what happens in this room? The air conditioners kick on and you begin to sabotage your own success and you drop right back down to where you subconsciously think you deserve to be in your relationships and your economics and your level of acknowledgement. Does this make sense to you? It doesn't make sense intellectually, but it does make sense when you start studying how human beings behave. And that's what I did. I began to sabotage my own success. How? I started to not show up for key meetings. I started to treat people harshly who didn't deserve to be treated harshly at all. I started eating like I was going out of style. I was never into drugs or alcohol, but I used food like it was a drug. If I didn't like how I felt, well, I just eat something. That was going to change how I felt. But then I looked in the mirror and I was getting fatter and I felt worse, so I ate some more. And it just didn't work. I got caught up in this vicious circle, so much so that within 2.5 months, I gained 38 pounds. That is not easy to do. You have to eat tons of food and not move very much to pull that off, which I managed to do. The bottom line is this, though. As I began to sabotage, it didn't stop with me. It started to affect everyone around me. I fired almost everyone in my company. I only had about 3 employees left. And I'd fired them too, but every time I go there, you're fired, they go, I know, and they just keep on working, thinking sooner or later things would work out and I'd become sane. I went totally broke financially, and I moved into a little 400-square-foot bachelor apartment in Venice, California. No kitchen, washing my dishes in the bathtub, waking up each morning with major goals, things like, what am I going to eat today, and what's going to happen to Luke and Laura on General Hospital, my favorite program at the time.